It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Justin has been really good, and we've been really good at times, but not to be confused with great. Man, this is a competitive league, man. We're trying to position ourselves to be that team. We got a player with talent who hadn't had an opportunity to play, so we're going to potentially explore those things. Sometimes it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with what Justin has done or has not done. Justin has been an asset to us, man. Last week, for example, man, his ability to utilize his legs by design and by ad lib was a significant component of that game. He rushed for 50-plus yards and 2 touchdowns in game, and so we're appreciative of that. We're appreciative of how he's taking care of the ball, but we're just looking at all the people at our disposal the same way that we do at any position. We acquired Terrell Edmonds a number of weeks back, who we have a history with, and as soon as we got him up to speed and got comfortable, we started considering ways to utilize his talents. That's what you do in this thing. You better have your foot on the gas at all times. You better look to divide the labor up in the most appropriate way based on who's available to you and healthy, and that's just simply what we're going
to
do.
50-minute mark on the Fan a few minutes ago, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. So if I'm to believe Mike Tomlin, he's picking now to exercise the good is the enemy of great rule. He's picking today to let that be his guiding principle in removing Justin Fields from his starting spot. He said he's been really good, but really good isn't good enough. I hear that right?
Yeah, I think you heard that right.
We want better than really good. We're not going to settle for really good. We want great. You know, if this were a situation where a guy went in and played like Fields when they had Ben Roethlisberger in his late 20s, then I would get that. Okay, this guy gave us B-plus play. Our quarterback is an A. You know, one of those situations where we've seen this before. When guys would go in for franchise quarterbacks for a few games and they would play so well that they would then get big contracts from other teams. Scott Mitchell did that when he filled in for Dan Marino back in the day.
Do we consider Matt Flynn an example
of
this?
Matt Flynn, yes, in Green Bay. Rob Johnson, when he went in for Mark Brunell in Jacksonville, and then off a few games, the Bills gave him a big contract. You know, one of those things like, damn, we thought we had one really good quarterback. We actually have two.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know if you have one.
Correct.
So when you compare really good quarterback play to what the Steelers have gotten from that position since Ben blew his arm out, really good quarterback play is a giant upgrade. And honestly, I would say that Tomlin, when he devised their strategy to win this year, he would have signed up for really good quarterback play, because he would have thought with the defense that he had that if you give him really good quarterback play, he's going to have a great team, because the team isn't built around the quarterback here. It's built around the defense that is getting paid more money than anybody in the NFL. So, I mean, we've said things like, you need a great quarterback to win in the NFL. Look at the last few teams to win Super Bowls. It's either been Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady or Matthew Stafford. Mm-hmm. But Tomlin hasn't operated that way. And so he picked today to really like change his own philosophy on how he's going to win moving forward. And that's why they're going with Russell Wilson, because he still thinks Russell Wilson can be
great,
an elite level quarterback in the NFL. Yeah.
I just think that he made Russ a promise, and their record is just good, but not great enough to be able, in his mind, to uphold said promise, which is you get to start. If they were 5-1 or 6-0, I don't think Russ would be getting first-team reps.
So do you go back to what Kabali said with us on Friday, where Mark said that there was virtually nothing Justin Fields could do in the Raiders game specifically to keep the job this week. If Fields had put up a legit 30 points,
mm-hmm.
where we're not talking about
all over the field.
We're not talking about block punts and things of that nature.
Sure.
Yeah.
He's hitting Pickens early in that game. He's not throwing a ball right to Divine Diablo.
What
stuff
do you
like
think?
That.
In that scenario, are we still getting an NFL Network report that says Russell Wilson is in line to start against the Jets because of the promise that he made to Russell Wilson?
If he plays the Colts game where he scores 24 or he rips off three touchdown drives in a row to bring them back in a game, or if you transpose that performance, 24 points, 300 plus yards through the air, and the Steelers win like 30-13, like they get a couple cheapo field goals or something, man, it would have been hard to take him out of the lineup.
But do you still think Tomlin does it? Because
I don't know if
he'd
have had the guts to do it. I'm
guarantee
not
he's given Russ.
See, I think it's I guess agree with Cabali in this sense. I think it's way more about what the team's record is than what Fields was or was not going to do. And
they're
just
in first place.
I know, but I think if they're 5-1 or 6-0, it just becomes a very difficult bill of goods to sell to your locker room. That hey, this guy is literally undefeated since he's been here. I am taking him out
but
of the lineup.
I guess I'm just surprised that Tomlin wouldn't adopt the mindset of, damn, this guy had a fourth quarter touchdown drive against Dallas the last time
he's putting
he had the
his
ball.
Neck on the chopping block by doing it this way. Mike is
no, I know, but what I'm saying is I'm surprised that if he's just if there's not any kind of like external pressure from a conversation he had with Russ back in March, yeah. or the owner saying, I want to see Russell Wilson, and he's just making a purely football decision,
yeah.
knowing what we know about him as a football guy, that he doesn't look at this and say, Justin Fields played great in the second half in the fourth quarter against the Colts, played well enough to win, was our best player in that comeback attempt. Orchestrated a drive that would have won us the Dallas game if our defense hadn't gone out and given up a touchdown drive, a 15-play touchdown drive at the end of the game. Like, I'm just surprised he's not blaming, like, putting the onus on the defense and saying, the quarterback, we're not messing with the quarterback. The quarterback's not doing anything wrong. Our defense that's got to get
better. Here's the other thing that makes it surprising.
And it did against the Raiders, and we got to keep that going.
Here's the other thing that makes it surprising. This is something I haven't heard any of us actually say today in the context of this discussion and this seeming decision from Tomlin.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The man, for years, to the point where it became almost a running gag, focused on quarterback mobility, how hard
right.
it is to defend, how much he clearly covets it. He has a guy now with the ultimate level of mobility. And even though the guy who seems like he's going to be starting this week is mobile compared to, say, like end of career Ben Roethlisberger, he ain't Justin Fields. Mike said so himself. He is going and throwing on the bench an attribute that he seems to covet more than almost any other at that position.
Right.
Or that he puts right near the top of
the
pure pocket passer heap.
Which tells me he has to think Russell Wilson is a better quarterback than Justin Fields.
Not only that, I think you have to start saying he must think Russell Wilson is going to be way better than Justin Fields.
Right, because
I think he thinks he's getting like mid-2010s Russell Wilson.
I just refuse to believe that Mike Tomlin would make some kind of, well, it's the middle of the season, so let's get cute and give Wilson a shot. And if he doesn't, I can always go back to Fields. I think he believes in the mantra that he lives week to week in this league.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to play the guy, period, that gives him the best chance to win, in his mind, the game that's in front of him. Not, well, we're getting late here early with Russ. We got to see what we have in him before the trade deadline or whatever, however you want to put it. He's healthy now, so I can't manufacture something and manipulate his injury anymore. I have to pick a quarterback. Yep. I can't see him thinking that it would be copacetic, it would be fine to put in an inferior quarterback just to see what he can do. And hey, it's not the end of the world if he doesn't play well because I can go back to Fields a game or two later. I think he has to legitimately think that Wilson is better than Fields. Or the other thing is, he's being forced to do so.
Who forces Mike to do anything? Though,
right,
like I
can't
said.
Imagine Art Rooney, you know, knocking on his door, hey, Mike, we need to have a conversation.
No, I don't
want you to go to Russell Wilson now that he's healthy.
No way. No way. I mean, who does Russell Wilson have a relationship with there? Thomas Tull, right? Because of the Akershire connection.
Group.
But Art's not going to be, I think, I don't want to say that bullied is not the word I mean here, but Art's not going to be dictated to by one of the minority owners of the team, no matter how like prominent in Pittsburgh or powerful that person
I think
might
other
be.
Owners, David Tepper would do something like that. Jerry Jones,
I don't think Art would,
especially to Tomlin.
Well, Jerry's busy with his own set of issues.
Oh, my God. On
Man.
One of our radio stations. 412-928-9370. Matt is next. Hello, Matt.
And I understand the debate between the quarterbacks, and I've been hearing you guys talk about this for like, you know, a couple days now. But, dude, if you watch that game, right, mm-hmm. it all came down to the secondary D, and it came down to us getting lucky that Watt punched the ball out of that dude's hands twice. So I really don't care who they put back there because they suck on offensive line. And the secondary defense is trash. This team, that score was very misleading. If the Raiders go down there and they score that touchdown and TJ doesn't punch that ball out, they could have easily lost that game.
So fine,
the rest
but
of points
okay. But if the team's not very good, and they're almost
they're trash,
okay,
then why wouldn't you put the 25-year-old
exactly.
guy in there because he's your future?
If the team's trash, why wouldn't you just continue
or try
to play
to figure
the
out
guy?
If the guy's your future?
Here's the reason why, because the offensive line is such crap. It doesn't matter who
So
you
why
put
wouldn't
in.
You put the much more mobile player in there at quarterback who could at least avoid pressure that the offensive line would give up?
This is like debate. This is how I'm feeling about you guys talking about this.
Yep.
It's like debating what kind of tires you're going to put on a car without an engine.
Matt, why are you watching Steelers games then?
Well, just because I'm realistic doesn't mean I have to like root for them and like be like, oh yeah, they're going to be great, even though they have a terrible team.
But hold on a second, Matt. By the way, who said that they're going to be great? And also, they don't have a terrible team.
They're 4-2. They're objectively better than a lot of teams.
Yeah, wait until they start playing the Commanders in the in-house games. Then everybody.
Well, wait a minute. What are the in-house games?
The division games.
Division games.
Have you looked at the Browns? That should be two easy wins. They suck.
Okay.
You want to look at a team that actually sucks? Go find the team whose quarterback is one of the worst ones of this millennium in the NFL.
You actually think we beat the Raiders? Like, you actually think we beat them?
The score reflects that they beat the Raiders. You're saying get lucky. Turnovers in football might be
a miracle by him punching the ball out twice.
How many yards do you think the Raiders had? The Raiders had two, Matt, the Raiders had one very good drive to start the game. Then they had a bunch of really bad ones in a row. Then they had one more good one that got stopped by Watt's fumble that he punched out. The score at that point was 22-7 Steelers. I don't think the game was as lopsided as the final score indicates.
It wasn't.
But they didn't just stumble ass over tea kettle into the most fortuitous win of all time.
Exactly.
If the Raiders score that, if DJ doesn't turn that ball over on the goal line.
If my aunt had balls, she'd be my uncle, Matt.
Yeah, but dude. That's a big difference.
Yeah, but why do you give Watt no credit for it and just say it was a luck thing?
I give credit to Watt.
No, you didn't.
I don't even think, you know what? The Steelers aren't even worthy of having Watt right now. He should be on a better team.
Like
I feel
who?
Bad for the guy.
Like who?
Anybody else.
Name a better team that would be more deserving of TJ Watt's skills.
Yes, name five teams in the AFC that are better than the Steelers right now, Matt. Go.
I'm not saying that they're better, dude. All I'm saying is TJ Watt cannot be the whole damn team every single week and week out.
Okay, thank you, Matt. We gave you 3 minutes there. We get accused of being negative. Good Lord. Hey, if your point is the quarterback discussion isn't one that really tickles your fancy, because you don't think either guy gives them a chance at competing for a Super Bowl. I get that. I understand that. If, like, that's all you care about and that's all you wake up thinking about, and you believe that we're debating a guy that's maybe at best the 20th best quarterback in the league versus the 25th best quarterback in the league, I fully get that. But that was just a very strange way of, I think, trying to articulate a point like
there was an off-ramp for him to make a reasonable point there that was, that win was not as impressive as the score indicated. Agree. The offense was not as impressive as whatever numbers you would want to suggest indicated. Agree. Fields got bailed out by a couple fortunate plays, a penalty where he threw an interception, a fumble that Warren fell on. Hey, guys, I know they won, but I actually think Mike has a case to go to Russell Wilson. What we got instead was that.
Or just, I think they're at a dead end with both guys.
Sure, say that. But like,
yeah.
Come on, weird. Man.
But thank you, Matt.
I'd like him to watch some actual bad football teams.
Keep listening and keep calling in. And keep watching the Steelers. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.